Can you tell me about the work of ElderSource?
Well, ElderSource is the state-designated Area Agency on Aging and Aging and Disability Resource Center for 7 counties in Northeast Florida. We provide funding for programs and services that help elders and their caregivers to live and age with independence and dignity in the community for as long as possible. We also have an Aging and Disability Resource Center, as I mentioned, we're designated as that for our region, which is a helpline for older adults and persons with disabilities and their caregivers to help them find the resources in the community that will help them, whether they're funded by us or otherwise. We'll also help them connect to those resources, help them apply for a variety of benefits that will help them. And we also administer the SHINE program, which is part of our Aging and Disability Resource Center, and several health and wellness evidence-based programs for elders and caregivers.
You know, one of the things I know that the Area Agency on Aging, ADRC, is very involved with their support groups for the community. Can you tell me why it's important for a caregiver to consider going to a support group?
Well, I think there's several reasons. One is which to know they're not alone. Just that alone is tremendous for caregivers to know that they're not in this alone, that there are other people who also have the stress that comes with being a caregiver and the experiences that are unique to caregiving. And when you think you're doing it alone and no one else is out there with the same or similar experience, you think you have to figure it out on your own, too. And just knowing that there are other people who have had that experience or are in that experience at the same time lets them know that that is a shared experience and that they're not alone and that there's caregivers, other caregivers, who may have some experience or, for lack of a better word, expertise, tips that can help them since they've already gone through it. It also gives them time an opportunity to focus on themselves, which is so important for caregivers. They're so busy every day, all the time, focusing on the person they're caring for that they lose any focus on themselves sometimes. And, you know, that's important for a caregiver to think about their needs. It makes them a better caregiver.
You know, I always say that job one for any caregiver is to care for yourself, because how can you be all you need to be to be the best caregiver you can be for your loved one if you're not healthy and well?
Well, and that's true. And we tell caregivers the same thing. You know, you have to take care of yourself, because if you don't, then who is going to be there to care for the person you're caring for? So if you want to stay as that caregiver, then you do need to provide some care for yourself. Everything Medicaid in Florida, with some exception, is going to managed care. So they want to call their Aging and Disability Resource Center, wherever they are in Florida, and get information about the program, what the eligibility is, how it works, and then if it looks like they may be eligible, the Aging and Disability Resource Center staff, wherever that caregiver is, will do a screening or an assessment and have them put on the waiting list. Now, that's a prioritized list based on the individual assessment. And then as funding becomes available, then those caregivers will be reached to be processed for the client, for the person they're caring for, to get those services through Medicaid. And it is managed care, and there's different plans around the state. So they need to talk to their specific Aging and Disability Resource Center. And while they're talking to somebody there, they may find that there's other resources in the community as well that can help them. Well, there is the SHINE program, which helps them with their Medicare and long-term care health insurance, helps them to understand those benefits, helps them to understand the Medicare Part D benefits, helps them to choose their plan. That's Medicare, though, not Medicaid.
Right. No,
we don't, under Medicaid, we don't do the choice counseling. That's another entity that does that after we've helped them understand the program and through the eligibility process. But SHINE is a wonderful resource for caregivers. in terms of, you know, Medicare is just so complicated. It's one more thing for caregivers to figure out when they can have a wonderful resource to help them and make that go a little bit easier too, and may be able to help them even financially. You know, caregiving can be costly. So any resources we can help them with that even alleviate that burden, you know, it's a good thing.
We always have a shine table at the Fearless Caregiver conferences, and they're just caregivers lined up because they didn't know that there was that kind of support available to them.
It's a phenomenal program. It's a very special program that volunteers do an outstanding job educating people and holding their hand through the process and making sure that they understand and get what they need.
What else do you think it's important for caregivers in your communities to know about?
Well, in our community, getting respite, getting a break, and taking care of themselves, there is in our area what's called a caregiver coalition. ElderSource is a member of that coalition, along with Community Hospice, our Community Care for the Elderly lead agency, Aging True, Alzheimer's Association, AgeWell Institute, and the city. And we put on, I believe it's bi-monthly now, workshops, weekend workshops for caregivers. They're all day. And it's a wonderful resource. Caregivers will come again and again. They're at different places throughout the community. And then every year now we do with a caregiver expo, which is a full day for the caregiver, helping them, focusing on them, helping them get their needs met, and getting information to them that will help them and, you know, take care of their loved one.
I always like to have my elevator question, meaning if you got in the elevator on floor one and you only had about a minute in that elevator before you, you know, got off on floor 30 or whatever, and you found that you were standing with family caregivers, what would be the one most important piece of advice that you can leave them with while you're in that elevator ride with them?
I would tell them, one, to take care of themselves. Very, very important to make time for themselves, to not lose themselves in their identity as a caregiver. To make sure that they know, you know, they maintain their own identity separate from being a caregiver. That role is very important, very valued, but it should not be the only thing for them. Because so often that's when they, if they lose that person, then they have to rebuild a life because they didn't maintain a life separate from being a caregiver. And that's very hard for caregivers at the end of life for their loved one. So, again, taking care of themselves, maintaining an identity that is separate from a caregiver identity, reaching out to others who can help them, either other caregivers or agencies who have resources that can help them, and to call our Aging and Disability Resource Center if they have any questions or doubts.
Can you tell me what a AAA and or an ADRC are?
Right. So an Area Agency on Aging, or as you called it, AAA, is primarily in Florida. We get state and federal dollars, and we contract with local provider agencies who deliver the direct services for the older adult or caregiver, whether it's community-based services like in senior centers, adult daycares, transportation, congregate dining, or in the home like respite, chore. We also have legal services, health and wellness services, personal care, a variety of things. And then we provide the oversight and the stewardship to make sure that the right people are getting the services and that it's a good quality service. And then we have we provide advocacy, so either on an individual basis or collectively when we work with legislators. The Aging and Disability Resource Center, then, is a one-stop shop for older adults, persons with disabilities, and caregivers to find the resources, to then access those resources and to help them apply for benefits, whether it's Medicaid, SNAP, or other benefits, Medicare Part D, in a more easily streamlined way, rather than folks having to run around and make, you know, trying to figure it out. We help them figure it out. We'll walk them through the different processes. So in a nutshell, very small nutshell, that's what the difference is between the two. And we are both in Florida. That's not necessarily the case around the country.
Absolutely. No, I always say that. I will always have an answer for a family caregiver when they have a question for me, not in person, but if they email, they write, they fax, because I'll ask them what their zip code is, and then quickly I'll go to the great Google machine in the sky, and I'll look up the area agency in their community, and I'll make the connection, because it's it's truly the gateway. If you find yourself caregiving, then you know, the first call you need to make, you know, is to Area Agency on Aging or ADRC.
Absolutely. And what's really important for people to know, wherever they are in the country, is that the Area Agency on Aging network is nationwide. In Florida, we are all independent private not-for-profits. And in other parts of the country, they may be parts of government, they may be not-for-profits or other. But we are all part of the larger aging network. So wherever somebody is, there's an Area Agency on Aging that serves where they live. And if they call us, we are able to make that connection, or even like you or anybody else, you know, if they want to Google it, they can find an Area Agency on Aging who does very similar work to what we do here in Florida.